online, all the time. southernfm.com.au.
Someone sitting in the room right now, making up a song about how the world's gone crazy and no one seems to speak for me. Where can I tune into? Who hears music like I do? Is there even any use for a little bit of truth? Community radio, that's why we keep community radio. That's why we keep community. Maybe it's been on your mind, this weather changing all the time. You got a mind for politics, but no time for all the bullshit. You'll never be on the TV news. Dear God, what outrageous views. Where else are you gonna go for a little bit of truth? Community radio, that's why we keep community radio. That's why we keep community. Everyone starts out somewhere unless you don't get a start. Everyone wants a chance unless you don't have a heart. But we all pay our taxes. We can't ask for what we want. Well, let's keep community radio. Let's keep community radio. Someone's working hard real late, wondering how much they can take. Feeling tired and alone, a DJ says pick up the phone. You might win a special prize, some music to open your eyes. Call me now if you want to for a little bit of truth. Community radio, that's why we keep community radio. That's why we keep community radio. That's why we keep community radio. That's why we keep community radio.
You're listening to The Community Block, brought to you by Princeton View Allity Aged Care. And this hour, it's our very great pleasure to introduce the Kiwanis Club of Moorabbin and none other than Tim Vine. G'day, Tim.
Good afternoon, Colin. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. And I hope you and your family are the same. What's news with Kiwanis Club of Moorabbin, Inc.?
Unfortunately, what we had planned for today is not to be, of course. We had planned to get the regional manager of the Royal Institute for the Deaf and Blind Children Association along, plus the program manager for EEP, which is the early education program for children with hearing impairments, and here in East Brighton, that's where they're situated.
Yes,
and they've long been supported by Moorabbin Kiwanis, and I was really looking forward to it because one of the things that EEP does, and they have a much larger catchment area than just Brighton, of course, is that they pick up children that have hearing difficulties at a very early age, and you know, help them and get through where they need implants, that type of thing, or whether they just need schooling.
Yes,
they help them along. And one of the things that that happens is that they pick up these kids in a lot of cases because the children have trouble at school. They don't pay attention, that type of thing, and they finally discover that they have a hearing impairment, and that's what they do. So I wanted Bronwyn in particular to come along and give them ideas on how they can diagnose it. They may have a child with a problem and how to get in touch with EEP.
What does Kiwanis have to do with that organisation?
We've been helping them financially over quite a while and helping them out and running functions for them, fundraising functions, that type of thing. So
yeah, great.
Yeah, that's been good. Now, of course, with COVID now, we actually can't do any of those sorts of things because our fundraising has basically dried up. The sort of fundraising we run is just not available to us anymore.
Well, you mean things like the sausage sizzles at the Big Green Place?
Yes, yes, that's right. Garage sales, all those types of things, they're just a no-no now.
Yeah. So many things we've had to forego in order to save lives, and you know what? I reckon I'd forego anything to save lives, and look at the tragedy that's unfolding in the United States at the moment, where they were just too slow off the mark.
Well, they were in denial, weren't they?
Absolutely. Certain people were anyway.
Yes. And yes, that's right.
Such a shame that people are dying in their thousands over there when that could have all been prevented. And, you know,
correct. Yes.
We don't want to be pointing the finger at people. Oh, yeah, we do. What else is in store for Kiwanis once the veil is lifted, so to speak? Because it's a pretty important year for you guys, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's our 50th anniversary this year, and 20th of July we turn 50, but it looks like we won't be celebrating that with a big bash dinner like we planned to do.
Darn.
And unfortunately, this month too, we had planned our annual event with the Heart Kids Family Fun Day down at the Steam Locomotive Society, where the kids and their families come along and ride on the little steam trains, and we've had to cancel that. Well, we haven't cancelled it, we've postponed it, so
yeah.
That will happen later.
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, good things come to those who wait, and one thing that this illustrates is just the devotion of the Kiwanis Club to so many things and so many charities, and a lot of them, of course, the very essence of Kiwanis is to look after kids, isn't it?
It is indeed, that's right. Of course, we've got another issue that most of our members are actually in the COVID-19 high-risk area.
Yeah, because you're, let's say, the older demographic is involved in
that's,
membership.
That's right.
Yeah.
A lot of retired people are members of Kiwanis, and I guess that's just the way it works out, that retired members of the community have got a bit more time to put into it. And
I was looking at your last newsletter, actually, and you were actually remembering one of the great members of Kiwanis was William James or Bill Craig.
Yes, that's right. Bill was one of those sort of people that he was never up front, although he was a past governor of the organisation.
Yeah.
So he was heavily involved, always ready to put his hand up. But the most important thing about Bill is he always had a smile on his face and a kind word to say to everyone.
Oh,
so
wow.
he was a backroom boy. He just worked away tirelessly in the background, and you know, we're very grateful to have members like Bill, and he'll be missed.
Absolutely. You know, it's great to know that he was always smiling.
You're out in the world today, Smiley, you're on your own. Smiley, hey, listen, you're mad today, boy, have yesterday, there was laughter, songs to sing. Yesterday, we had love to learn.
88.3 Southern FM, that's Ronnie Burns and Smiley, and that song was dedicated to the memory of the past governor of the Australia District of Kiwanis, Bill Craig, and he was a very good friend of Moorabbin Club, wasn't he, Tim Vine?
He was indeed, yes. Yeah,
and some of your members went to his memorial service last month.
Yes, I was there. In fact, I took that photo that you saw on the front page of our bulletin.
Yeah, it's great to remember those who've made such a contribution to community life. But despite the lockdown and the social isolation, Tim, life goes on, doesn't it? And what about your meetings? How are you conducting those now?
Well, of course, our regular meeting at the Bentley RSL is no longer because the Bentley RSL is closed.
Yeah.
So, look, we're taking a few steps to overcome that. And you mentioned reading our monthly bulletin. We've been able to put a bit more information into the bulletin so that the members are better informed. So they get that monthly where, updating the website a little bit more frequently and putting more information for members on the website.
Oh, that's great, yes.
In fact, I've already put a members-only page on so that members can log in and get information that's sort of not for general publication.
Yeah, good. But
the most important thing that we've started to get underway is online meetings.
Yeah, now, let me hear, are you using... Let's look at the ideas. Are you using FaceTime or Zoom, or what product are you using?
We're using Zoom.
How's it going?
Well, it's actually going quite well because you've got, as I mentioned before, some of our members, well, most of our members are getting in the older age group, and if we had a group of 20 to 30 year olds, I don't think we'd have a problem. We'd just say, right, load up Zoom and here we go. But when you've got 70 plus year olds, it's not quite that easy. So it's been fun, I have to admit, but we're getting there, Colin, and we're getting to the stage where we've just about got all, everyone's equipment updated sufficiently so that they can talk online. And
How wonderful. Really good. I'm so pleased that you've been able to get the technology working for yourselves. And once you get the hang of it, it's not so hard. And it's just a great pleasure to be able to see the smiling faces on the phone or the device or the laptop, whatever you're using to do the connections.
Yes, it is. It really helps. Now, unfortunately, some of our members were, dare I say, scared stiff of using the technology, but we're getting them around. There's still a couple that I can't convince to get online and talk online.
But you'll have to have a phone held up to the Zoom so you can at least they can take part via put them on the loudspeaker phone and they can hear the others and that sort of thing. There's ways around everything, isn't there? You know,
you can do that. You can actually have members joined by telephone. So
cool.
That is possible. Yes.
Yeah. Now looking at the important dates this month, I want to send a cheerio to your wife Jill. I reckon you and her had an occasion to celebrate on the 1st of April.
Well, that was our wedding anniversary, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. And then a few days later was her birthday.
Yes, it was.
How good's
that? That was marvellous. Actually, getting back to the wedding anniversary, Jill always said that was a good idea to get married on April Fool's Day because that way Tim would never forget the date.
Oh, and for no other reason.
She said some other things too. But yeah,
yeah, sure. That's right. Now, I think there are some other birthdays this month too, and I'd like to send a cheerio to Karen Howison, who's on the 10th of April.
And
Eleanor Griffiths on the 18th.
Yes.
Now, Anzac Day is going to be very different this year, isn't it?
Isn't it ever? Yes. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
We won't be able to do any marching. We won't be able to do dawn services. But you know what? Our thoughts and our hearts will be with those who served Australia over many conflicts.
Definitely. Colin, I'd like to mention one little project that we're working on now is we've got our members out knocking on doors and taking two steps back and just checking that our neighbours are not in the situation where they can't get out or if they need some shopping done for them or that type of thing. Anyone that's not in that situation, we're encouraging them to do the same, to go and check on their neighbours.
Yeah.
So that's something that we're currently doing. You know, that's working pretty well. We're quite happy with that. But there's another little project. Have we got a minute?
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to take this short break and we'll be right back with that one.
At Princeton View, we're all about creating moments of joy, the zest and energy you feel when you're surrounded by the things you love. We'd like to take this time to send our extended community our well wishes, and we hope you're all taking care of yourselves. We look forward to once again welcoming you into our home and joining our special events at Princeton View, Ality Aged Care.
Southern FM sponsor.
People around the world are showing us the importance of neighbours and community. Singing from their balconies, Skyping from their homes, and doing food drops to those in need. The recent bushfires showed us the power of neighbours and community, and technology means we're more connected than ever. Neighbour Day was started to address loneliness and social isolation, and its messaging is so important right now. Neighbours matter. For more information, visit neighbourday.org.
Miracles do happen. The bionic ear, corneal transplants, cord blood, a child with cerebral palsy moves by themselves. Lions make it happen. You can help make things happen too by joining a club today. There's more than 1,400 Lions clubs across Australia, and there's one near you. Help your community, make great friends, and gain the skill of leadership. To find out more, log on to lionsclubs.org.au now.
Tune to Southern FM 88.3 every Thursday from 12 till 2 for Midday Magic with Dave Caffey and Alex Hare. That's Thursday at noon on Southern FM 88.3, the sounds of the Bayside.
From Sandringham to South Yarra, you're listening to Southern FM.
Peter Tolich along after the 4 o'clock news, but right now we've got Marabin Kiwanis on and our very good friend Tim Vine. Tim, you were going to tell us about another thing that's underway.
Colin, there's a project that we actually have just started off. It's called Reading Book Box Program.
Oh, yes. I've seen book boxes in public places around various suburbs. Is that the sort of thing you're doing?
Yes, exactly. This project was actually started by the Bendigo Kiwanis Club back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And it was started in conjunction with Bendigo Health because they discovered that a lot of the Indigenous kids up there just couldn't read.
Right.
So they got this idea of putting out these book boxes and supplying them with children's books. The kids can just come along, pick up a book, take it, read it. 9 times out of 10, they'll bring it back and swap it for another one. They've ended up with 70 boxes around Bendigo.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
And in fact, Bendigo Kiwanis actually submitted that program as what they call a signature project to the Kiwanis International Convention last year at Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And they won second prize, the silver medal for that particular project.
Well, that is
so
fantastic.
Very proud of that.
Yeah, definitely.
Our club has picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we were arranging to get the men's shed to build the boxes for us. The boxes are exactly 89 centimetres high.
Yeah.
They've got two shelves in them, a peak roof, and they're painted up to make them very attractive, and you put the books in them. So what we're actually looking for at the moment is we need some people to volunteer to provide books, but we're also looking for suitable sites for the book boxes once we get them built. And
do you need a council permit, or can you stick one on your front brick fence?
No, normally it's businesses or drop-in centres, things like that, that offer to take the box.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the calls I'd like to put out. If anyone has a business that they think that a community book box like that would be suitable, we'd like to hear from them, and we can maybe put a box on in the front of their premises. Pharmacies do it, as I said, drop-in centres. So any of the listeners that maybe have got a suitable venue, it'd be great if they could let us know. KiwanisMarabin.org.au.
KiwanisMarabin.org.au.
If you go onto the website, there's a contact page there. You can contact us, or there's a phone number. Anyone out there that's got a garage that might like to knock up one of these boxes, they're generally made with scrap timber.
Yeah.
And, we get, school kids or guides to paint them up and decorate them so that they look attractive and people take a look and think that's great. And the beauty of it is that they're self-perpetuating. Once you start it, they'll take a book, a child will take a book home and then I'll bring back two.
Yeah, and you can make these book boxes look really attractive too. You don't have to have plain white ones or plain black ones. You can paint them in all the colours of the rainbow with various designs too, can't you?
Yes. Yeah, so,
fantastic. One thing I was going to ask you is, which quarter are we in? We're in the April to June quarter. So who's the club president this quarter?
Current club president at the moment is Angela Randall, who you've met.
Yeah, definitely.
In fact, Angela, more often than not, comes online with me so that we share the studio with Molly. And then for the last quarter, it's yours truly.
Yeah, that's right. It's been great having you on the phone today. I mean, this is the wonderful thing about radio. We have our strict social isolation policy here and social distancing.
Yes,
so
yes.
One person per studio, but we can get people on the phone, and we can sometimes even do extra people online via various technology, you know. You spoke of Zoom, and I was going to say, as you said, if a few people who are into their 70s and older can use Zoom, well, anyone can use Zoom.
You're spot on. That's right.
Any parting words for us today as we head over very shortly to the Lions Club of Sandringham for the next half hour of the show?
Yes. Well, look, Moorabbin Kiwanis is still there. We're still active. So anyone, any of your listeners that needs help, unfortunately, we haven't got a lot of finances at the moment. We've spent most of our money, but we're there to help. So anyone in need, get in touch, jump on the website, or I'll give you my number. It's 0412-884-064.
Thank you very much, Tim. You have a wonderful day as we continue to look after each other at this challenging time.
Thanks, Colin. It's been fun. All too short.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself,